We continue on the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the last line. The Daf has been discussing the concept of a Ger Toshav, and now the Gemara is going to expand on it with a couple stories. Rabbi Yehuda, Shadar Le Korbana La Avidarna Biyom Edom. Rabbi Yehuda gave a korba, a gift, to Avidarna on his holiday. Rashi says Avidarna was an idolater, or was the name of an Ovid Kochavim. So how can he do such a thing? How can you give a gift to this person? Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Yadana Beitala Palach Lavarus Kochavim. I know that he doesn't serve idols. And therefore, even though I'm sending it to him on his holiday, not concerned that he's going to use it for Azula Moda. I'm not going to be involved in any Isser and Deoraisa of Avodah Zarah. Amrali Rav Yosef challenged Rav and says, hold on a second. V'atanya Ezu Ger Toshav Kol Shekibel Alav Bifnei Gimel Chaverim Shalol Avod Avodos Kochavim. The Gemara just said before that a Ger Toshav, one of the cases of a Ger Toshav is, or the definitions of a Ger Toshav, is one who accepts upon himself the obligation not to serve idols. And this person, Avidarna, from what we know, hasn't accepted it upon himself. He just doesn't serve idols. But just because he doesn't serve idols, is that enough? He didn't go in front of a Beis Din of three to make this declaration. If he didn't go in front of a Beis Din to make this declaration, then how would you be allowed to give him a gift on his holiday? So the Gemara answers, Kitanya Hila Chayoso. Now the Gemara, or the Braisa, which talks about this Ger Toshav, the importance, the significance of the Ger Toshav of going in front of a Beis Din of three and declaring not to serve Avodah Zarah, means that now, as a Jewish community, we have an obligation to sustain him and support him when he lives among us. But in terms of belief, whether he serves Avodah Zarah or not, if we know that he doesn't serve idols, then he doesn't serve idols. There's no obligation to support him, but you certainly can give him gifts. Gemara says, well, hold on a second, is that really true? V'ha'amar Rabba Bar Barachan Amar Rav Yochanan Ger Toshav She'abru Olav Yud Beis Chodesh V'lomal Hareyu Kimin She'ba'ovdei Kochavim. But we have an example, the Braisa says, that a Ger Toshav, if 12 months pass, a year passes, and he doesn't go through the Bris Milah, he reverts back to the status of a heretic, Min She'ba'ovdei Kochavim. If that's the case, then who cares whether you know that he doesn't serve or not? He has the halachic status of an ovdei kochavim, and therefore you're not allowed to give him gifts. The Gemara answers, no, that brisa is different. Hasam kigon shekibul alav lamul v'lomal. That was a case where he declared, he committed to go through with the circumcision, and then he didn't. Because he didn't go through the circumcision as he said he was going to, then his status reverts back to that of an ovdei kochavim. But Avidarna, that was not the case. He never committed to do anything. He just doesn't worship idols. And therefore, since he doesn't worship idols, it was permissible for Rav Yehuda to offer a gift, to give him a gift, even on his holiday. So that's story number one. Rava, Amtile Kurbana le Bar Sheshach b'yom Edom. Rava brought a gift to Bar Sheshach on his holiday. How could that be? Amar, he said, Yadana beitala palach la avodas kachavim. I know he doesn't serve idols. Uzzle, Ashkeche de Yosef ad Savare Bivarda Vekaimen Zonos Arumos Kame. So here the story gets interesting. Rava approached him, and he found him up to his neck in roses, and there were prostitutes naked all around him. Amar Le and Bar Sheshach said, Istachu ki haigavna la alma da'asi, do you have any pleasures like this in the world to come? Amar Le, Rava said back to him, Didan Adifa Tfei Mehai. Our pleasures in the world to come are better than yours. Amar Le, Tfei Mehai Mihava. So Bar Sheshach said, how could you possibly have better than this? Amar Le said, oh look, you have to understand something. And this is his answer, in which some of the Amoraim are going to question his answer. Amar Le, Asun Ika Alaycho Emsa Demalchusa, Anan Lo Tihave Yalan Emsa Demalchusa. There's a big difference. You still have the fear of kings upon you. We don't have the fear of kings upon us. Amar Le, Ana Miha Mai Imsat Mechusa Ika Alai. Well, what fear of kings do I have? I don't have any issues. Ad Yasvi, as they were standing, as they were sitting, Asahu Priska de Malkasa. They saw some royal servant who was passing by. Amar Le, Kum dekaboylech malka. So Rebbe said to him, you have to get up. The king wants you. Or the Priska the Malka said, get up. The king wants you, wants an audience with you. So he got up. Ki nafik v'azil. When he got up to leave, Amarle, he turned to Rebbe. Barsheshach turned to Rebbe and said, Eina deboyle mechze lechu. The eye that wants to do evil with you, Rebbe, bishusa tifka. Let their eyes be detached. Let their evil be detached. In other words, he was, in a sense, praising Rebbe. He was astounded at the fact that Rebbe said that you have emsa de malchusa, and sure enough, right then and there, he got up for emsa de malchusa. Anyhow, amrle Rebbe amen. Rebbe said amen. So even though Bar Sheshach was praising him, and he answers amen, what happened? Paka ined de Bar Sheshach. Bar Sheshach's eye fell out of his socket. Clearly, Bar Sheshach didn't want to do evil directly, but the fact that he had Zonos around in his rose petals and was enjoying that pleasure, and he thought that was pleasurable, the curse came back to him. Now, the problem with Rava's statement was that Rava didn't give such a great answer. Rava said, oh, the reason why our world is better is because you have the fear of the king and we don't. Says Rav Papi, Amar Rav Papi, Iboyle lemeimer lahai mehai krai. He should have said to Bar Sheshach, you know why our world to come is better than yours? It's based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Benos malachim bikarusecha, biakrusecha, nitzva shagal liminecha bekesem ofir. That the daughters of kings will honor you, the queen will stand to your right with the rings of, or the jewelry of ofir. And that's a promise that be made to the future. This is what Olam Haba is going to look like. It'll be full of nobility and wealth. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, ki boyle lemeimer lahai mehacha. He could have used a different pasuk. He should have said, Ayin lo rasa elokim zulascha yasa lemechakalo, that the eye cannot even see or imagine exactly what God, only God knows what he's going to do, what God will do for us in the future. The point is that Rava could have used psukim to show that our world to come, it has so much greater pleasures than the temporary pleasure that he was experiencing with those zonas. He didn't, he came with something else, but it worked out for him as well, because Bar Sheshach was punished for, in a sense, trying to taunt Rava.